Hunter Henry's whole week fits in one sentence. He caught chunk play-action completions from Drake May in Tuesday's joint practice against the Colts, per the Patriots' own takeaways, and then sat Thursday's preseason opener with the rest of the starters, per Connor Ryan at Boston.com. A quiet week, and for Henry, that is the good version, because nothing about his case ever depended on August fireworks. For anyone new to the June read, the core of it was that Henry is the most predictable tight end in football. 9 seasons of target volume in a remarkably flat band, around 5 targets a game for a decade, and tight end targets are the stickiest signal at the position. What swings wildly is his touchdown column, which has bounced between 2 and 9 over his career, and last season's 7 scores sat above his long-run average of about 5. So the June claim was simple. The catch and yardage role will repeat because volume is identity, the touchdowns will probably settle back toward his norm, and the one thing that could break that math upward is the red zone work left behind by Stephon Diggs' departure and the coverage attention A.J. Brown now absorbs. Nothing this week argues with any of that. Play-action seam work from May is exactly the role the thesis describes, and Henry doing it in the week's one real practice against another team is the box checked. He is 31, in a contract year, on an offense that just added an alpha receiver, and none of those facts moved an inch in this window. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The volume is identity claim needs September targets to test it, and a two-catch practice week neither confirms nor dents it. Next week, watch whether Henry plays in the second preseason game and, if he does, whether the red zone looks that fueled last season show up with Brown on the field beside him. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.